Are your hopes dangerous enough? Is what you hope for dangerous enough to live with? Maybe back up a step and first ask, what are your hopes? What do you hope for? Safe retirement? Exciting vacation? Golden wedding anniversary? Whatever you hope for, is it dangerous enough to live with? What is that? Started looking at this text that is before us this week. Israel is in exile. Israel is imprisoned. Israel is enslaved, far from home. And they move to express their hope. And for what do they hope? That we get out of here? That this be over soon? That we get a great dinner? They express their hope in this way. The leopard will lie down with the lamb. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the kid. The lion and the calf and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. And when I looked at hope, big, grand, dangerous hope like that, I immediately thought that a very important character, Piscine Patel, had something to tell us about this text and about dangerous hope. How many of you know the story of Piscine Patel? How many of you know the story, The Life of Pi? You may have forgotten that Pi's name is Piscine Patel. A young boy growing up with his family who owns a little zoo in India, a small zoo. And the zoo takes possession of a big, tremendous tiger who is unusually named Richard Parker. And Pi hopes to be in communion with Richard Parker. Pi hopes to lie down with this terrible Bengal tiger, Richard Parker. And if you know the story, you know that he experiments with this hope. He goes to Richard Parker's cave and he's offering Richard Parker a big hunk of meat so that he will come close enough that they can see each other eye to eye. And he is steered off of this in the last moment by his family. And his father, wanting to teach him a lesson, brings a kid and puts it at the edge of Richard Parker's cage. And Richard Parker devours it. And Pi's father says to him, "Your hope is too dangerous to live with. You can't live with a hope that dangerous. Scale it back." The story advances. And as those of you who raised your hands know, Pi ends up on a lifeboat with Richard Parker. They're in a ship making its way across the Pacific. There's a terrible storm. The ship breaks up. And Pi is left in a lifeboat with Richard Parker, or at least close to a lifeboat. He can't really stay on a lifeboat with a tiger. So in his creativity, he fashions a raft. So he's out on a raft, tethered to the lifeboat where Richard Parker is. And it's clear that this is going to be a long siege of trouble. That making it through this trouble is going to take endurance and resilience. And so Pi gets out the book in the emergency instructions. And he reads the instructions. They are, sing community songs and tell stories. Which don't make a lot of sense to Pi being all by himself, but just as a side note, mean everything to us. What are we doing here? What are we doing here this morning? We're singing community songs and telling stories. We're doing what has to be done to make it through the wilderness, to make it through the desert. And then the last thing the instructions say is, don't lose hope. You can't live without hope. Don't lose hope. And in the wisdom of the story, at that point, Pi begins to feed and water the tiger. Richard Parker is his hope. Is your hope dangerous enough to get you in trouble? Is your hope dangerous enough to live with when trouble comes? Pi realized he needed Richard Parker. That what in the cage at the zoo he couldn't live with, now he couldn't live without. He had to keep Richard Parker, his hope, alive. Maybe you say, that's a fun story, Rex. That's a novel. Here's Nelson Mandela, very much on our hearts and minds this week. He hopes for an end to racial oppression in his native South Africa. It's a hope dangerous enough to get him in trouble, very big trouble. And he is convicted and sentenced to life in prison. And here he is in Robben Island Prison, desolate place, sentenced for life, there for decades. And he realizes that what he hopes for isn't dangerous enough. It's not enough to hope for an end to racial oppression. It's not enough to hope for an end to minority rule. And it's certainly not enough to hope for revenge and retribution. He realizes, I have to hope for something bigger, more dangerous. I've got to hope for a united country. I've got to hope for reconciliation. It's not enough. It won't keep me alive simply to hope for the day when I can get back at these guards. It's a famous quote. You probably read it this week. He realized, if I leave this prison hating these guards, I'm still in prison. He had to hope for something bigger, grander, more dangerous. And it was dangerous. It meant the loss of his wife. As he was released from prison, Winnie Mandela had smaller hopes. She just wanted the success for her tribe. She wanted to use the power to build a fortune for herself. And Nelson's hopes were bigger than that. They were more dangerous. They put him at risk, not just from an angry white minority, but from angry black minorities. It was a dangerous hope. When he stepped out onto that rugby field, wearing Francois Pienaar's jersey to celebrate the victory of the Springboks, this sort of symbol of imagined white superiority in the sports world. When he steps out to celebrate with them their victory in the World Rugby Cup and hand the trophy over, a more dangerous hope, kept him alive. Pi lives along through storms, through dangers, until finally he and Richard Parker are at the end, and there's no more water, and there's no more food. And Pi lies down with Richard Parker. And the two of them lie together. Is your hope dangerous enough to live with if there's real trouble? Can you live with it through a depression? Through a deficit, through a demotion? We as Calvary, we need more dangerous hopes. We have to hope for more than being able to pay our bills. We've got to hope for being a part, being a team member, being at the leading edge of the redefinition of Christian expression in the world. Christendom is dead. It's not just Calvary that is wrestling for a new way to express Christian faith. It's all around the world. And there were several decades when we said, oh, if we were just like this other church over here, then we'd be okay. But now there's no church that's okay. Every expression of Christian faith that came to us out of the mid-20th century realizes, uh-oh. And we have to hope for more than just staying alive. We have to hope for the discovery of a new way of being with and for the kingdom of God in the world today. And we have to hope to be on the forefront of that. People are helping make that happen. As Americans, we have to hope for more than that the computer system work. We have to hope for more than the software works. We've got to hope for some way of encouraging the creation of wealth and the sharing of wealth in a way that blesses us for decades. We're still focused on taking too much of our collective resources and focusing them on folks who are near death. And we have a shrinking percentage of our collective resources that are going to encourage and stimulate those who have decades ahead of them to grow and flower. We have to hope for a way to deal with that more than just we hope the software works. Is your hope dangerous enough? Dangerous enough to get you in trouble? But trouble's going to come. Is it dangerous enough to live with? To keep you alive. Pi holds Richard Parker, and says, thank you. Thank you. You kept me alive. This dangerous hope. The leopard will live. The leopard will lie down with the kid. The wolf and the lamb will live together. The lion, and the calf, and the fatling. And a little child shall lead them. That's a dangerous hope. And if you're in trouble, you need to live with a dangerous hope.
Now let us affirm what we believe by standing.